Joel Murray grew up around golf. As a child, he would pair with his dad and play against his mom and older brother in some pretty competitive matches. An uncle is a professional golfer. The innate ability of landing a good shot is seen as Joel directly approaches a ball settled on the plush green edge of a chipping range and delivers a stroke. The ball bites into the turf and gently rolls within a few inches from the hole. Later on a putting green, he gathers a ball about 12 feet from the hole, looks once at its destination, gives it a gliding tap. For Joel, practicing every aspect of the game is essential.
I go driving range early morning. I hit range balls. I take a driver, irons, sand res, then I go putting green.
This regimen has led Joel, who was developmentally delayed, to achieve many rewards as a Special Olympics athlete. 8 gold medals and a silver in the Louisiana State Competition. 2 gold, 3 silver, and 2 bronze in the national games. He says his interest in golf started by playing a small par-3 course and continued into high school. As any golfer can attest to, he went through frustrations trying to better his game.
I went through a time where I got real struggling, real mad at my golf game, then it progressed. You take a whole lot of time out to go on driving range and practice a whole lot.
Joel finds himself on the course generally 2 to 3 times a week. He plays on a regular basis with a group of seniors. Fred Jewell, one of his golfing partners, says equal to Joel's level of play is his character on the golf course.
The thing that always impressed me, other than his playing, is his attitude. He never gets upset, and he's always smiling and sunny and has a good time, and that means a lot.
It speaks well of Murray, the current Louisiana Special Olympics Male Athlete of the Year. Next week, he will be the lone delegate from Northeast Louisiana in the state's 63-member delegation at the National Games being held in Lincoln, Nebraska. The sport of golf in Special Olympics is endorsed by the USGA and the PGA. Players follow the rules and guidelines set forth by the associations. Special Olympics Area Director Sonny Taylor says because of participation level, the selection of golfers such as Joel to the state team involves different criteria than other sports.
Our skill athletes like golf and tennis and powerlifting, they take priority according to their achievements during the year.
As he readies himself for the competition, he looks over his clubs. Joel is wearing a KPMG logo hat, similar to the one worn by the PGA player who inspires him, Phil Mickelson. Joel's mom, Diana, has been especially inspired by her son. She shares her encouragement by working in a local school with special needs children.
When you start school, it's scary because there's a whole new set of rules that you have to play by in it, and it increases, and I just wanted to be able to share with other parents that it's okay and it works out, that there is a place for your child, that your child can be successful, can be a wonderful addition to society, and can be productive.
Joel says it's a great compliment to represent the state in the national games. With confidence in his game, he feels no pressure and carries the true spirit of sportsmanship to other golfers.
That's how fun that's play.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.